Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together, and we've got a new band member joining our band, Mr. Paul Trombley of the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Paul. Whoa, Paul, you're in the band.
You're in the band, Paul.
That's right. Can I play lead guitar?
You got it.
You can play whatever you want, except yes. I get the tambourine.
Terry's got tambourine. Okay. I actually play a great rhythm air guitar. So we need a lead guitarist, actually, Paul. We need one.
Well, you're a better dancer than me, so you can see
that. Yeah. The real question is, who's going to sing from this group?
Yeah, we're an instrumental band. I don't know. I don't know about the singing. Paul, what kind of weather will we have to play to this weekend? How's Mother Nature? How's it looking for us?
You know, it's looking pretty quiet outlook here for us. And our chances for any rain or storm activity, not until Sunday. And so far looking kind of like an isolated hit and miss type of chance here Sunday with that. Other than Sunday's slight chance for a shower storm, looks dry all of next week and heating up with those temps as well up through the 80s. In the meantime, a cooler day today. With some lingering clouds and some breaks of hazy sunshine out there here, high about 76 for northeast wind, 5 to 10 throughout. 52, partly cloudy tonight. Mix of clouds and some hazy sun Saturday, 80 degrees with light winds, 57 Saturday night. Isolated shower storm chance Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and 83. And then isolated shower storm chances Sunday night, lows about 58. Still looks sunny and dry next week, mid-80s Monday. And then highs in the upper 80s Tuesday through Thursday. Overnight lows still about the upper 50s, around 60 through midweek. And the possibility for a shower storm may edge back in towards Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Wow, you're delivering a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, that is sounding nice. Yeah. Is that your Father's Day gift, Paul? Is that you got it covered now? You don't have to worry about anything?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have to go shopping or anything. That's as good as it gets. Yeah.
Perfect.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to next week already. Have a great weekend, sir.
Sounds good to you guys, too.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Big thank you to the best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombley. Paul's great.
And
He's lead guitar now. We got ourselves a lead guitarist.
He's in.
We are still auditioning singers. We are still looking for that. Possibly.
But it's really not really about your singing. It's more about your personality.
How you'll fit
with the group.
All about that. Yes, yes.
Terry, we really don't care if you can sing.
No, not at all. I want to touch on a couple of things to kick off our show a little bit later. We will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then after Melissa's news in this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I will play a famous TV theme song. You call up and get the answer right of what that theme song is. You win a family pack of four from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Doesn't get better than that.
Nope. Looking forward to diving into that. We also got some Father's Day stuff here. 9 things you may not know about Father's Day. And what are we buying Dad for Father's Day? We're going to get into some of that as well. And the 9 o'clock hour, then he writes stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more for you, including some local stuff, which we want to get to. We've got a ton going on this weekend. It is, of course, Blossom Fest weekend. We want to encourage everybody to head on over, well, with their radio, streaming us, to go to the Dairy Berry Breakfast.
I mean, really, if you've ever said there's nothing going on, come on.
Yeah,
this weekend is jam-packed, started yesterday. Last night was the Cinema Under the Stars. There is a fourfold brochure full of activity and things happening. So we've also got the street dance in Port Edwards tonight.
Yes.
That'll be great. Melissa will be there cutting a rug, I heard.
Yes, 5 to 7, Melissa will be there broadcasting from our sister station, WIRI.
So that'll be great. I know the Material Girls Quilt Club is doing their quilt show this weekend.
Very excited about
that. I'm winning the quilt. Newsflash to everyone.
So
but,
people know.
But still buy raffle tickets from them.
Yeah, but it's nice of you to let them know. It's like,
I really hope I win. It's really a sweet quilt. But there is just so much going on. So, you know, get engaged with your community. Check it out. And what I really like about this weekend is there's something for everyone, right? Like you've got the carnival for people who want to do that. Mm-hmm. If that's not your thing, you can go to learn how to fish today.
Yep.
I mean, there's just – it's such a wide variety and so family friendly, and it's awesome to see the tourism that comes to our community as a result. So, you know, jump on board starting now with breakfast.
Get yourself some great breakfast, head on over there, and, you know, say hi to everybody for us. We'd love to be down there next year. So
absolutely.
Go ahead and say hi to everybody.
June Dairy Berry Breakfast going on now until 10 a.m. at Lincoln High School. And I keep seeing on Facebook, literally, like pictures of hot pancakes flying through the air.
Oh,
so,
it sounds so good.
Yeah.
We've been spoiled around here, Terry. We've had some good stuff to eat, and I wanted to thank you for the cupcakes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amazing cupcakes. Like, these are not just your average everyday cupcakes. They were really, really good.
Thank you.
I felt kind of guilty, actually. I went over there to have one, and then before I knew it, I had four.
Well, good. Good.
I felt a little bad. I was just trying one of each. You had a different kind of varieties there. So.
Perfect. That's the backstory is, last Sunday, we had our daughter's high school graduation party. And so originally she was like, yeah, let's order a cake. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And then she said, actually, can you make cupcakes? And I'm like, yeah, because that's kind of my little specialty.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did three different kinds of cupcakes. And then, Monday I had, or Sunday at the end of the party, I had probably about, I made 24 dozen cupcakes. But I probably had about 6 dozen left. So I just, you know, delivered them to all my favorite places. So brought those in. I'm glad that you guys enjoyed them.
Greatly appreciate it. It was a really special night at the ballpark last night at Winterfield. Maybe not so much on the diamond, although the rafters did out-hit the growlers. We did lose that one. Going to get back in the win column tonight, though. More on that later, though. You can catch your rafters all the next couple of days there at Winterfield. Encourage you to do that if you can. You can catch them right here, of course, at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and we're streaming 24/7 at WFHR.com. But what was impactful about yesterday was the United Weekend event. Got to see Ben down there, see a lot of these. It was a great time. And most importantly, some really, really great numbers coming out of that day.
Yeah, it was really awesome. We had 10 different teams build food sculptures. So this is, you know, it's cool. The photo gallery will be up a little bit later this morning if you want to go to our website and check it out, or certainly on our Facebook. But it is really neat to see the creativity that goes into that. And the idea behind the event is to raise awareness of hunger. So the 1,000, I think, I was there still when they did the whole trivia thing of how many people. I think it was 1,063, but somewhere around there. Mm. You know, people that were in attendance got to hopefully learn something about hunger and what our community faces. So that's the real driver of the event. But the bonus of the event is that from the food sculptures and from people who attended and just brought in donations, we leveraged about 8,000 pounds of food. And so that's, you know, that's really significant. So 8,000 pounds of food, and then also about $600 in monetary donations during the Miracle Minute. And so that's literally 1 minute, 60 seconds, where we can pass buckets, you know, through the stands to say, hey, you know, will you contribute to hunger? And you know what I think is really cool about that? We see everything from people's pocket change. So like there's literally pennies in the bucket up to $20 bills. And I just think that that's really cool, right? Like people are willing to dig in and donate something to that. So we had a great night. You know, hats off to every organization and company that built a food sculpture, because it took time out of their day yesterday. They had to raise funds or allocate funds for purchasing the food to be part of this. Certainly to our partners at the Rafters, to Ben from the United Way team, our judges who helped us decide what sculptures were the most nutritious and most creative. Community Choice Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes on and on and on. Members of the Hunger Coalition who were part of, part of helping to make the day run smoothly. Our friends at McMillan Library who built an impromptu sculpture with the food that was being donated as it came in the door. So it's one of those examples of, you know, many hands make light work. Everything went off without a hitch. And again, that's to Ben's credit. You know, certainly all of the things that he did on the backside of this to make sure that the event went smoothly. So we had 4 award winners. Mm-hmm. Most creative went to Domtar.
Yeah.
And they built it was Mario.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And that was super cool. Then most nutritious was Urkel Worldwide. And they were having a little bit of struggle with their sculpture because it kept falling.
Oh.
And so I don't think the end result was what they had intended, but it was intended to be a Tetris game.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you know, I don't know.
It. It was
but
good.
But they did a really great job with their food selection.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's how they landed most nutritious. And then community of choice. So people who come to the event drop in their tickets for their favorites. The large sculpture was Solaris, which was Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. Super cute.
It's so good.
And they are also doing a giveaway on their Facebook page for four founder seats for July 5th for guessing how many cans they used in their sculpture.
It's really cool.
And then Grace Lutheran Church for the small sculpture. And they had an American flag.
Yeah.
And but everybody, I mean, all 10 of them were amazing. They did a really, really great job. So that was super cool. So that's what, you know, we've got going on. But we'll say already that's in the past, right? That was yesterday.
Yeah.
So what do we have today? Today, we encourage people to sign up for our ALICE presentations. Mm-hmm. So this is our study of underemployment in not just our community, but in the state. But we focus on Wood County, Adams County. And we are doing a couple of presentations, two next week, Thursday on the 22nd at McMillan Memorial Library. And then another one on Tuesday, June 27th. That'll take place at the Adams Community Center in Adams Friendship. So hop on our website, check that out. About an hour long, 30-minute presentation, mm-hmm. time for some discussion, question and answer. But just come and learn more. And then also, if you have a need for free school supplies for the upcoming school year, no one likes to hear me say that on June 16th, but it's coming.
Yeah.
And so that sign up is happening now. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website, register for that, and get signed up.
Sign up for the newsletter as well. It's a great way to get a lot of this information that Terry's touching on, along with a little more detail sometimes than is available on the website or other places. It's a great way to keep up on things. And go to their website, bookmark that page, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club here on Mornings at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe. Oh, she's leaving.
She actually just loves me because she is here every Friday.
You get this one every time, it seems like. Yeah,
maybe it's just her Friday jam and then she leaves. Then she's done for the day.
It might be.
You know?
And it's a shame, too, because we could have asked her to be the singer. Wait, she's a good singer. We could have used her as the singer.
She wouldn't be running out the door.
She's always leaving, though.
It's just rude.
It's time to do something fun, not rude. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar WFHR, like our page, and DM us that way. Terry, I need a 1 through 4.
Really?
Yeah.
3.
All right.
You shocked me a little bit there.
You definitely seem shocked. And a 1 or a 2?
2.
All right. That gives us our qualifiers. So we can go ahead and get right into the celebrating right now. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Megan Anderson.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Megan is our sole name on the list for today.
Nice.
We wish her a great one. Enjoy your day, Megan.
I also want to call out my sister-in-law, Robin Kozlowski. It's her birthday today, too.
We got to get that on the list. We got to get that on there. Yeah, Robin, she's on there. All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you for including that. We also, then on Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ray Jacob.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Ray, enjoy your day. And Warren Mertens.
Happy birthday, Warren.
Warren, we wish you a very good day. Then, celebrating their 45th anniversary. That's a good one.
Wow.
45. Happy 45th to Larry and Bonnie Groskoff.
Happy anniversary.
Larry and Bonnie, enjoy your 45th. I hope it's a great one for you. That is beautiful. 45. And not to be outdone, celebrating their 62nd anniversary, and there are qualifiers for Saturday, Alex and Carol Romansky.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Carol, Alex and Carol. Hope you guys have a great one. 62, that is beautiful.
So
that
Carol
is awesome.
Was a longtime employee of United Way.
Oh.
She worked for us for, I believe it was 34 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate that,
absolutely.
Carol. Thank you for that. And thank you both for getting us this anniversary. We love celebrating with you, and you're our qualifiers for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, want to wish a happy birthday to a good old friend of ours around here, Larry Stevens.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Enjoy your day, Larry. Hope it's a good one for you. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Dan Mancusi.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dave
oh,
Mancusi.
Oh, darn. Dave, okay.
Dave Mancusi. All right. Sorry about that.
Dave, Dan.
If there is a Dan out there, and he happens to be celebrating a birthday, I don't want to take it from him. Happy birthday, Dan. But I meant Dave.
We meant Dave.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dave. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier for Sunday, Deacon Jim Johnston.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Deacon. Hope it's a great one for you. We hope you have a great one, sir. And everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries all weekend long. Enjoy, celebrate, get on over to Misty's if you can. Want to go ahead and look at some celebrity names real quick here. And let's see. It is usually a thin list with us, Terry. Let's be honest.
Always.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this list, and it's just incredibly thin. Oh, my gosh. Lori Metcalf is 68 today. Jackie on Roseanne. She was Sheldon's mom on The Big Bang
Never
Theory.
I liked her.
I like her.
I didn't like her at
oh,
all.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I liked her. I liked her. I thought she did a good job.
I don't know why.
I thought she was a good contrast to Roseanne. I thought they did well
together.
Yeah,
maybe.
Roberto Duran is 72. No mas. It was in his second of three fights against Sugar Ray Leonard that Sugar Ray got his welterweight title back after Duran simply walked away and quit in the middle of the eighth round. It's crazy to me as a kid growing up in a boxing family, and especially where my dad really loved middleweight boxers, Sugar Ray, a lot of these guys. He was so into this series of fights. It was the series of fights at the time. Even the heavyweight division didn't pull the eyeballs that these fights did. And if there's one sport, you know, hockey, football, there's a lot of tough guy sports and all that, but boxing. Boxing's the one where it's almost like there's no quit in these guys. It's not built in them. They have to actually design a thing in boxing where your manager will throw a flag or a white towel into the ring to call the fight because the fighter will never do it. Roberto Duran called no mas. He said he quit. He said in the middle of the fight. And in a day and age now where we're talking so much more about mental health and a lot of these things, I wonder if it happened in this day and age, how it would look, because it killed Roberto Duran's career. You're talking about one of the greatest fighters of all time, and now all he's known for is no mas. And it's crazy to think of. In a weird way, you almost have to admire what he did. What he did was almost brave in a twisting of it.
Sure.
I'm spinning it a little bit here. But in a sport where everything is about bravo and machismo and everything, for him to do that, because he knew he just didn't have anything left. And in a weird sense, I admire that in some ways. I could never do it. I don't have that in me. I don't think Sugar Ray could have. He may have saved his life, you know. And hey, boxing's awesome. It's great. I love watching it. It's a game. I'm sure his family appreciated that he did that. I'm
exactly.
sure his kids appreciated that he did that. I don't know. I imagine that they don't look at him that way. I almost guarantee that they don't look at him as a no mas, as a quitter or anything. They look at him as, hey, I still got my
Smart.
Dad.
Yeah.
Al Collings, 76. Not going to get into that one. moving along. Eddie LaVert is 81 today. Lead singer of the OJs. For the Love of Money, Love Train. Used to be my girl. A lot of songs from the OJs. Love Train, probably the most famous.
Probably.
I'd say probably the most famous. Some people no longer with us. To me, the greatest rapper of all time, Tupac Shakur. Born in this day in 1971, passed away in 1996. Tupac is the reason that I will tell people that any good lyricist that writes rap is a poet. You can take his lyrics, and I'm not saying this with every song, obviously, but there are a lot of songs like Dear Mama and certain songs of his that you just read the lyrics, and it is a love song to his mother, his single mother who helped raise him. It is a love song to single mothers out there, and Brenda's Baby was a song in his first album that was all about single moms coming out of high school and stuff. Like, nobody was writing songs like that, especially in the late 90s. Nobody was doing that kind of stuff. Tupac was not a perfect human being and had a lot of things that he did that I have a problem with and that were wrong. But any one of us want to be judged as whole or on certain one things. You have to take a human being for their whole compass. And for my money, he by far and away is the greatest rapper of all time and the most versatile of all time, by far and away. Also, really good actor. Was getting only better and better in acting. You want to see proof of that? You watch the movie Gridlocked with him, Tim Roth, and Thady Newton. Great work he does in that. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, him as a poet, he has a poem called Starry Night that he wrote that's all about Vincent van Gogh. And it's beautiful. It gets me every time. Every year on his birthday, I read it. It's a beautiful poem. The Ultimate Warrior, born in this day in 1959, passed away in 2014. WWE Hall of Famer. The original Ultimate Warriors who we're talking about, there were a couple of Ultimate Warriors, but he had a moment in wrestling where he was the biggest. He was bigger than Hulk Hogan for a little bit there.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I was a fan at the time. I was one of those kids, and there was nobody like him. He was also horrible on the microphone. The reason he was never bigger than Hogan, I would say, overall, is because he never had that. He could go in the ring and, all that, but he just couldn't talk on the mic, and he needed that. Also born in this day, Jack Albertson, born in 1907, passed away in 1981. He was Grandpa Joe in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. He was also in Chico and the Man, had a famous role on that, and he was on the Poseidon Adventure. Grandpa Joe, great character, did a great job. Very good actor, very likable actor.
I have never seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
For a lot of us, it's a sucker. It's one of those movies that pulls you in. It's a sucker movie. Like, as soon as I see it on and I see Gene Wilder, I'm pulled in. But I get that a lot of people didn't get into it either. You know, and it wasn't played like back in the day when it was overplayed or replayed a lot. It wasn't on every station. Not everybody had the movie. So,
sure.
Like on WGN, the kids like me that watched that all the time growing up, it was on there.
It was just the one that,
I talk about this with a lot of my friends that I've made here in Wisconsin, where the movies we grew up on are very different because what I was watching
of what networks you had.
And the legend Stan Laurel, born on this day in 1890, passed away in 1965. The skinny of Laurel and Hardy. Some of the greatest chemistry you will ever see is between those two, Stan and Laurel. Incredible chemistry, incredible comedians. There's no way that comedy is where it is without those two. Taking a quick look at Saturday, Barry Manilow's turn 80 tomorrow. Happy 80th birthday to Mr. Barry Manilow, one of those more smoother voices of all time. I don't have a whole lot of Barry Manilow to go on, so I'm just going to keep going here. Sorry.
Don't you just think Manilow. Like iconic, like 80s, I don't know, maybe late 70s, early 80s, like beach.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like the tan and the hair and
definitely.
Unbuttoned shirt. And
On Sunday, happy 47th birthday to Blake Shelton. Happy one to him. Happy 52nd birthday to Nathan Morris of Boys to Men, their lead singer, I believe. Boys to Men. Let's see here. And also a very happy birthday, happy 71st birthday to Carol Kane, one of my favorite character actors of all time, top five favorite character actors of all time. She was Latka's wife on Taxi. I think that's where a lot of us first heard her. She had a great guest spot in Scrooged, where I believe she was the ghost of Christmas Present.
Okay.
And she comes by and whoops, smacks Bill Murray in the head with a little thing or whatever.
And I mean, why not, right?
But I think that most people will remember her, of course, as Miracle Max's wife in The Princess Bride. You never had it so good. Humpadink, humpadink. God, I love Carol Kane. I love Carol Kane. And a happy 81st birthday to Sir Paul McCartney, one of two surviving Beatles, one of the greatest artists of all time, one of the greatest creatives of all time, and let alone musicians, songwriters, all that. Is there anything that hasn't been said about Paul McCartney? He's got a great smile. Has anybody ever complimented his hair? Nice hair, nice hair, nice smile.
I'm sure someone has.
Somebody had to him. And
maybe he wants to be in our band.
Hey, you know, I mean, he's 70, he's 81. Why not? Why not? You know, get a Beatle into your
guessing
band.
Guessing no.
Not a bad idea. It can't hurt to ask. We'll ask him. Can't
Good
hurt
point.
To ask. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries, but we encourage you to celebrate and enjoy your birthdays all weekend long and do so with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over there and wish them a good day from us. Stick around for Melissa's News, and a little bit after that, we got our star of the day from our friends at Culver's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Lights, camera.
Action! It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for y'all. You call up 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you give us the correct answer, and boom, just like that, you're going to win a value pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That is two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you don't have to cover this weekend. That is free Culvers, baby.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and play this. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV show theme song this is. This might be a little bit of a tougher one. It's from an animated show. I was afraid this might happen.
I wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've caught the show a couple times, you know what I mean, just like flipping through, but I would have had no idea.
That's all right. I know our audience, so I had a backup all planned up. So if you don't know that one, maybe you know this one. Oh, come on. Come on, we're practically giving this away.
Free Culvers.
Free Culvers, people.
There we go.
Let's go ahead and take a caller here. Good morning. Do you know either of those theme songs?
Meet the Flintstones.
Yeah, that'll work. That is it. Thank you, sir. Nicely done. What's your first name?
Pete.
Pete, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Pete. I felt pretty good about that one. Did you watch the Flintstones growing up, Pete?
What's that now?
Did you watch the Flintstones growing up?
Well, I'd have to say yes.
Okay. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot there, Pete. Just so curious. All right. That's great. What town are you calling us from?
Stevens Point.
Excellent. All right. Got ourselves a point winner. All right. That's fantastic, Pete. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. You are our newest star of the day. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. Okay, Pete?
Very good.
Thank you. All right.
Got ourselves one. I love the Flintstones.
Yeah, Flintstones are just one of those classics.
And sometimes, I don't know when it was, but like the Flintstones and the Jetsons would be back to back.
Yep.
And it was, that was so fun. Okay, let's go back to the first one, though.
The first one was also
a game, yeah, right, that you could play outside.
Yes, yes. The first one was King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
I actually thought that one might be a fun one for people, but because I know some of our listeners out there have mentioned this like years ago, so I didn't get that one. That's all right. We will be having another opportunity for you to win some free Culvers next Friday, right in this time slot. Be listening. Want to say a special big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers sponsor in this segment. Greatly appreciate them. Anywhere you have a Culvers, you got a place that puts back into their community. Greatly appreciate our friends over at Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life this weekend, everybody. We're going to take a break, talk to Pete, our newest star of the day. We'll come back with some Father's Day info for you on Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Being beat up and battered around. Traveling Wilburys playing us in here. As we get you ready for some more fun and going to take you to the top of the hour, got CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with us, of course. And we are joined right now by the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
It has been too long since you have joined us on these airwaves. It's nice to hear you on here, Pam. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me over.
No, you got a busy morning, but we did have a couple of things we wanted to touch on together. And if you wouldn't mind starting this off.
I sure would. On a sad note, I wanted to mention that one of our longtime employees of WFHR and WWRW, which was also known as W103, Roger Sweet, age 85 of Wisconsin Rapids, recently passed away on June 2nd here in Wisconsin Rapids. And he was, he had attended the Milwaukee School of Broadcasting when he was young, had graduated there, taught at the school for several years. And he had worked for over 44 years in the broadcasting industry, retiring in 2004. I remember Roger being here at WFHR the very first day that I started, and he was part of our sales and marketing team. He did a lot of commercial audio work, recorded commercials, helped out on remotes an awful lot. just a very, very wonderful person to work with. I believe he had air shifts at other broadcasting places prior to coming over to WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah,
so
good guy.
Always enjoyed working with Roger, and he was, you know, part of the community also. He was involved with Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, he was very active in the community. I very much enjoyed Roger. It was always fun to stop and visit with him when I bump into him.
Always very, very talkative. Like to reminisce about the old days.
Got to know Roger a little bit back in the day. And then again, when we were doing one of our more recent anniversaries, I believe our 80th anniversary, we had a bunch of old voices joining us, and couldn't have been more friendly, more kind, and more complimentary. Was really nice about liking what we were doing, and couldn't have been nicer. And you don't get a lot of that in this business. And I always appreciated that about him. And I have to be honest with the audience. I didn't know about this until you told us just a couple minutes ago. And I'm a little taken back because he is such a good guy. But he also had such a great spirit to him. There's certain people you don't think about this with. He will be very missed. And my heart goes to his friends and family.
Yes. There is a memorial service to be held tomorrow at the Port Edwards United Methodist Church in Port Edwards. There's a visitation prior to the service from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the church.
We're working right now. What we're doing is talking on one of the oldest radio stations in the country, in the country, not just Wisconsin, in the country. We're not doing this without guys like Roger. It just doesn't happen without guys like Roger.
People who led the way.
Yep.
So.
We appreciate you, Roger. Yes. We miss you, and we wish his friends and family well.
Right. He is survived by his wife, Kathy, children Carrie, Kyle, and Chris. they had lost a son, Michael. So I got a chance to talk with his wife, Kathy, the other day. So it was
nice
to talk with her.
Yeah.
She was someone that I had, you know, met shortly after I got working here, too, because of different events that the station had. And family members were, you know, always involved in picnics or parties or whatever. So I've known the Sweets for a real, real long time.
Good people.
I'm very, very sad to hear about his passing. Sending them our sympathy and wishes.
There is no segue for something like that, but I do really appreciate you bringing it to us, Pam, and being able to take a moment to talk about it. And also appreciate you joining us and how busy you are in the mornings. But we did want to put you on the air here for a little bit because you were attended lunch by the river yesterday.
Yes, I got a chance to get down to lunch by the river, so it was very, very nice. Different food vendors.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people.
Nice crowd.
About. Yeah. Yes. Seems like where I turned, there was somebody I knew that I had to say hi to or wave to or whatever.
That's what happens to me when I go down there. You know, I'm going to go down and get something for lunch, and then it's awesome. You're there forever because you just bump into everybody.
Yeah,
it's
great. I imagine you two never get lunch. Like, you're on your way to get lunch, and you just keep stopping and talking to people.
Hazard of the job.
But you got to take in the music of the Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, the Wisconsin Symphony, they had four viola players there. They had a viola quartet, and they were down by the stage area, playing quite a number of selections. There were also a couple other people from the symphony that had tables set up there for information. I got a chance to walk down there and say hi to them and get some information about the symphony. And
that's cool.
So
good. Yeah. We do want to thank, of course, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Great job that they do every year with Lunch by the River. Meet us down at Veterans Memorial Park every Thursday for this great event. It's a fun time. And I'm really sorry I missed that. That sounds like it was really good.
Oh, it was nice. The weather was, the sun was peeking out and little coolness in the air, but it was perfect. And then on the west side, the farmer's market was all set up. And
it was pretty robust yesterday. I mean, there was a lot set up, so that's good. That means, you know, produce is starting to come forward.
I bet strawberries will be coming in pretty soon.
Monday. Arnold's opens on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Arnold's opens on Monday.
You can get, today and tomorrow, you can get pre-picked stuff, but you can't pick till next week.
Okay. Good to know. And then good, I might end up seeing guys over there. I got to get over there for that. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you joining
us.
Nice
to get on the air here.
We'll do it more.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have to do it more. We're going to have to have you on more.
Uh-huh.
That just means that you're going to have to go to lunch by the river more. I'm sorry.
That's right.
You're
going to
have to go
to our live on location.
That's
yeah, how about that? I'll learn how to do a live on location report with my little cell phone. And
it's not like, you know, we don't already have a ton on your plate. So here's one more thing.
Yeah, it's fun to do other things, too.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate the time.
All right.
Talk a little more later. Good morning to you, too. I want to touch on this with you guys real quick. 9 things you may not know about Father's Day. Father's Day, of course, is on Sunday, and here are 9 things you may have not known about the dad culture and this and that. I was wondering where they're going with this
one. Yeah, me too.
I wasn't really sure, so let's find out together. It's written as Father's Day with the apostrophe after the R. So I guess that's the correct way of doing that. Am I alone in never knowing if I'm right on that or not? Like one of my majors was English. I got English down. It's one of the few things I do have down.
Except the apostrophe.
Maybe not speaking it, but I definitely feel like I understand English pretty well. I'm never good with that one. The holiday creator wanted it to be Father's Day with the apostrophe after the S, but Congress put the apostrophe after the R when they established it as an official holiday. It also aligns with Mother's Day this way. It was first proposed by a woman. A woman from Washington State named Sonora Smart Dobb wanted to create a Mother's Day for dads, and because of her, Washington held the first Father's Day on July 19th, 1910.
Cool.
Once again, women even doing this.
Well, but I mean, wouldn't it be a little self-serving for dads to create Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, but would it shock anybody? would anybody? Actually, it would be a little surprising.
Yeah.
Good dads never seem to take any credit or take any, you're right. That's a good point, yeah. It didn't become an official holiday until 1972. President Nixon was the one who officially declared it a holiday. Mother's Day, on the other hand, was made official in 1914. That's pretty crazy. 1914 to 1972.
That's a big gap.
That is a big gap. That is interesting. Father's Day is typically the fourth most popular holiday for greeting cards, behind Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. Many times, you just don't know what to get for mom or dad, especially as you get older and you've gotten them literally
everything.
And as they
get older, I mean, because what do they need?
Yeah.
Right?
But I've never met a father or mother in my life that didn't love getting a card.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. So I can see why these are more, I don't know what to do. Get them a card. You know, it's at least something. And I really do feel that, like, every mom and dad do appreciate them. I would say this. When I was younger, it didn't make sense to me. As a dad, oh, yeah. Love getting cards. It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So I get it now. The official flower of Father's Day. Do you want to take a guess at this one? The official flower of Father's Day. I would have.
There is one?
Yeah. That would have been my first question.
A carnation.
I think that's a good one. I want to admit, even having it in front of me, I still don't get it.
I was going to say lilies of the valley, but that would just be random. Nice. So, all right.
The official flower of Father's Day is the rose. And a red rose is supposed to be to signify that your father is living, while a white rose means he has passed away. I never heard.
So you're buying
before.
Them for your I don't follow. You're buying them for yourself.
Yeah, I don't quite get that.
I don't think you're going to buy a white rose for your dad who's passed away.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe if you leave it at their grave or something. But
they've obviously passed away if you leave it at the grave.
Right. You know, yeah. I don't know where else you're going to leave it. Ties might date back to 221 BC. When China's first emperor and his Territorial army were discovered, each sculptor was wearing a necktie.
Interesting.
All right. Wow. I didn't realize they went that far back. Man. And just as long, we've been waiting to take them off. It's just the luck. 221 BC, they were first invented. In 222 BC, I guarantee you, lazy Fridays or casual Fridays were invented or something.
But I think that there are certain times when you have to wear one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So then, you know, and yes, they get loosened up right away. I get that. But there's still, I don't know, there's something about a tie.
I'm with you.
I like it.
I don't mind wearing a tie. I don't. But I also don't have a gigantic neck. So some guys I know, they have the big necks and everything. It can be a little tougher.
Yeah.
Only about 50% of all Father's Day cards are purchased for people's dads. Nearly 15% of Father's Day cards are purchased for husbands. Other recipients include grandfathers, sons, brothers, and uncles. I've always, since I was a kid, just liked on Mother's and Father's Day, not just my mom and dad, but saying Happy Father's Day and Mother's Day to my grandpa and grandma and mom and papa and all that.
We've always done it for grandparents and godparents.
I like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Americans are expected to spend a record $22.9 billion on Father's Day this year. And nope, not one penny of that did dads want you to. not one penny of it did fathers want you to do. That's more than double what we spent just 12 years ago, but that's still less than Mother's Day, which we spent an estimated $35.7 billion on. Every penny of all this deserved. I would say that. And finally, dads overwhelmingly view being a parent as an important aspect of their personal identity. 85% of fathers with children under 18 say that being a parent is the most or one of the most important aspects of who they are as a person.
Well, that's encouraging.
That is encouraging. I mean, I'd love to see it a little
higher.
I would
hope that they all say it. Okay.
I'd like to see that number a little higher, but 85%, we'll take it. We'll take it. Look, the bar has been lowered, all right? We got to take what we can get some days. That is you know, noteworthy, I would say. And yeah, there's... speaking for myself, I could cure cancer and win 5 Oscars in the same day, and it still would pale in comparison to be a dad of 3. There's nothing in the universe that I could ever do that would be more impactful, more important than being there for my kids, doing right by my kids, being a father. More than anything, that means as they have gotten older, being an example, being there for them when they need it, and certainly being good at taking jokes, being able to laugh at yourself a little bit, those sorts of things. But there's nothing that compares to it.
So what do you get your dad? Do you get your dad something?
I'm lucky. I'm really lucky with my dad. My dad's biggest hobby in the world and thing he loves most is collecting cards.
Yeah, I knew that.
So if I
football cards too, all cards.
Yeah, all cards. Yeah. It depends on like this time of year.
Sure.
Football is probably more what he's looking for because he's already caught up on baseball.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the go-to for me. And unlike with my mom, her loving Coca-Cola. So what do? We always got her Coca-Cola things. After 30 years of that woman has enough. You know, and she's always really sweet about it, but you can see the look on her face. It's a little
she's probably trying to figure out how to start getting rid of some of the stuff.
Where am I going
to
put this Coca-Cola mitten? My dad, doesn't matter. You can get him cards every year for his birthday, for Father's Day, Christmas.
He'll be like making the coffee table out of card boxes. Yeah.
And every year, it'll be the same reaction every time. Oh my God, this is awesome. I love this. Like a little kid. And he takes his time, he'll save packs. Like, I'm going to put that one tomorrow. He gets so into it. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
That's awesome.
I also, I already told him this, so it's not. His favorite baseball player of all time was Ferguson Jenkins, but he never had like a shirt of him or anything, so I got him a Fergie Jenkinson shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, so I like that too. I mean, there's nothing you can't do for dads that they're not going to appreciate, just like moms. You get them I don't care if you're 30 years old and you do the whole like you put your hand down and trace it and give it to your dad. Like, do better. But even if you do that, that's something. Like, dads are going to appreciate it. I don't know if they're going to put it on the refrigerator, but they're going
to
appreciate
it. They might, but it won't stay on the refrigerator as long as it used to.
No, it won't. No. encourage you to spend some time with your dads this weekend, and those that can't, especially for those that can't, but those that aren't unable to, we're thinking of you. When we come back next hour, touch on a little bit of entertainment news. Also got what we're buying dads for Father's Day.
Oh,
we're
going to
get into some of those stats. Talk a little bit about some of our local events going on in the area here. We've got Blossom Fest going on. We got the Port Edward Street Dance going on this weekend. The Material Girls Quilt Show is happening. So much to talk about. And we'll catch up with our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Looking forward to all of that. Oh, I like the way she does this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.